Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Finally, a main highway in Sanlac County has once again reopened. On Friday, the work being done on M46 was completed so that traffic can now resume travel in both directions freely. Rebuilding the bridge over the Black River started back in February and has just now been completed. The Sanlac County Road Commission and the Michigan Department of Transportation thanked motorists for their patience during the long ongoing construction project. And another local and regional news for today. A Huron County school district is a popular one for school of choice students. During the last Lakers School District's Board of Education meeting, the board approved continuing to participate in the School of Choice program. Superintendent Jill Verberg is quoted as saying, "Each semester, the board decides whether to participate in the School of Choice or not. Approximately 30% of our student enrollment consists of School of Choice students. Since there is available room and accepting some additional students does not require additional staff, the district will continue to accept School of Choice students. Michigan's School of Choice policy began in 1994 as part of the Proposal A change in school finances. It allows school districts the option of allowing students from other school districts to enroll in their schools, and it allowed the creation of charter schools as well. School of Choice provides parents the opportunity to move their child from one school to another. However, it is up to each district if they want to participate in the program, and a district can also select how many and in what grades they will accept the students." You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The race for California governor features former presidential hopefuls, a county sheriff, two women who could become the first female to hold the office, current and former House members, and at least one billionaire. And it hasn't even officially started yet. The pending exit of term-limited Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has created the most wide-open field for the state's highest office in recent memory. The 2026 race has lured a long list of candidates that includes former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, former Democratic U.S. Representative Katie Porter, Republican Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, and billionaire Tom Steyer, who sought the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. And in other national and international news, Chinese companies are rushing to deploy low-flying vehicles and drones for various uses as the country finds innovative ways to drive its economy. Flying taxis, once a sci-fi dream, are currently being tested in southern China, where pilotless oval-shaped hovercrafts are shaped like mini helicopters. In Shenzhen, which neighbors Hong Kong, food delivery drones are already part of daily life and a novelty attraction for tourists. The industry is growing with support from the government, but strict airspace controls, battery limitations, and other obstacles are hindering the rise of the low-altitude economy. Analysts say the industry is still in its early stages, and more obvious successes in commercialization may still take years. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Sunday, November the 23rd of 2025. John Carl Leiprandt, age 100 of Southgate, passed away on November the 22nd of 2025. Funeral services for John Carl Leiprandt will take place at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November the 29th at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the Gideon's International or to the Hayes United Methodist Church. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November the 25th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries, and condolences may be shared online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76 of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th, at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. The family will be having a private burial service at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.